getting comfortable with it. It's going to take a little bit, but each rep you're trying to just feel more comfortable with it and get used to it. So that's kind of the process right now.
Does it make it any smoother having Josh there too?
Yeah, I mean, I've been playing next to Josh every snap since I've been here. So it's comfortable to have him over there. We're kind of both going through the same transition. So it's good to have him. We're learning together. We're trying to get in sync over there on the left side like we were on the right side. So, I mean, it's like I said, it's going to be a process, but it's a good start with these OTAs just so we can kind of bounce back into it and gradually get where we need to be.
Were you surprised by the move when they shifted sides?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you could say surprised or not surprised. I mean, I didn't know it was coming, but I was excited when I heard from Coach McCarthy that the switch was going to be made. I'm grateful for the opportunity. So, yeah.
To the casual fan, what's the biggest adjustment?
I mean, it's footwork. I mean, it's like batting left-handed or right-handed, and not being ambidextrous.
Were you disappointed at all when you first got here that you didn't start on the left side and you got moved over to the right side?
No, I wasn't disappointed at all.
Do you like having from time to time a challenge like that? You know, something different, something new?
I think it's. Do I like it? I mean, it's a good challenge, but I mean, we're just trying to get better as a team. So whatever coach and Coach McCarthy and the coaches think we need to do to get better as a team, I'm going to do it. And it just so happened that it was making a move from right to left. So I don't know if I look for a new challenge every year to adjust to something. I mean, that makes it a little tricky.
So you're going to do whatever the coach wants and what's best for the team. But
yeah,
if you would have been anchored for 14 years on the right tackle spot, you would have been pretty happy with that too.
You haven't heard a peep on me. You haven't heard it in 4 years.
Hey, Brian, if, okay, like I think most people say, you're a Pro Bowl waiting to happen at right tackle. Are you setting those kind of standards for yourself on the left side? You're reversing everything and all
that
good stuff.
I mean, I think just right now I'm just trying to get back comfortable with the position. I mean, I haven't really looked that far in advance with the whole thing. I mean, I'm just trying to get comfortable with what I'm doing out there again. Like I said, it's going to be a little bit of a transition. I mean, it's going to take just a little bit of time to get that back. And like I said, OTAs is a good start for it. To be going against guys like Clay and Mike Neal, and you know, I mean, that's good. I mean, that's only going to help me. And it's going to help footwork wise and seeing different looks. So I mean, I'm happy that the switch was made now so that Josh and I both, and even TJ and Marshall flipping to the other side as well, we can all get used to it and get our footwork down.
Brian, last year, I know there are a lot of factors that go into sack numbers, but as an offensive line as a whole, last year sort of frustrating when you look back on, I mean, Aaron had sacked, I think, more than anybody in the league.
That's just not acceptable. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you can't have that, and we need to be better. I mean, it doesn't matter what factor goes into a sack. It doesn't really matter. Overall, we need to be better, and that starts with the run game, and it starts with pass protection. I mean, it's everything. So we just need to be better as a unit, and that's something that we're working towards this offseason.
Thank you.
Yep. Yep.
Sorry if you answered this already, but how are you
health-wise? I feel good. I healed, the hip healed very well. In the off season, there's no issues with it, no setbacks, nothing kind of stopped the progression we were going with. There was no setbacks. I mean, it felt great the entire time. I mean, obviously not initially when I first did it, but every week it seemed to just progress and get better. So.
Maybe there's not a date
attached. Yeah, I don't know if there's a date attached to it or anything like that. But, I mean, I guess a doctor's perspective of when I was 100% ready to go and in my mind when I was 100% ready to go were different. But it was what it was. I mean, I was put on IR and had to get healthy. So healthy now, that's all that matters. And I'm just ready to get this thing moving with this position change and get comfortable with it.